we are as human beings. The first week we talked about how we are all made in the image of God and that God made us on purpose for a purpose. And this means that we have great value. Last week we looked at how sin has distorted the image of God in us. And so when we sin, we cause much damage and destruction in the earth. But we also looked at how Jesus is the image of God and how he made it possible for us to live once again out of our identity as people made in God's image on purpose for a purpose. So having come to an understanding of who we are, both from creation and from our recreation in Jesus, what's next? How do we live this out on the earth? This is the question we're going to look at today. Mission and the creation mandate is the first thing. So if we go back to that first week, 2 weeks ago, and we looked at Genesis, and it gives us two reasons why God created us and what he intended for our role to be on earth. The first was to subdue the earth. In Genesis 1:28, he talks about being fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. And the second thing was to tend the garden. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 and 15, it says, "Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he formed. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it." So if we take these two elements together, they are related. Now, I'm not a gardener. I know some of you here are gardeners. Barb, a very good gardener. I can grow weeds really well. Yeah, really, really well. But, so those that who tend a garden know that if you don't subdue the earth, the weeds and the pests will take over your garden. And I'm finding that out at my house. And cultivating a garden requires that the gardener takes authority over the weeds in the garden. And I think there is a number, or I looked it up, there's a number of ways that you can do this. So you keep spraying them with herbicides, but they come back, don't they? I'm looking at the gardeners. Linda's a good gardener too. So they keep coming back because the ground is empty. There's nothing there. And you can mulch it. So if you put lots of mulch on the ground, it does suppress the weed seed from germinating. But they still come back, don't they? That's right. So another alternative is to plant something in the space where the weed is. And a good, healthy plant will probably suppress the weed, and that's what stops them from coming. That's what Mr. Google told me, so I'll believe it because I don't know any different. So gardeners also have to contend with various pests, don't they? Kev? Yeah? You know, how often do you get some broccoli from the shop and you find a little caterpillar or something in it? Or if you've grown them, maybe they've been decimated by the caterpillars and the other pests. So a healthy garden has an appropriate mixture of companion plants, which makes it far less susceptible to pests. Do you agree, gardeners, with me? Good. So not only does tending the existing garden require subduing the earth, but subduing the earth outside of the garden extends to the boundaries of the garden. Genesis 2 tells us that God planted a garden in Eden. And as we've seen, a garden is a cultivated space, and it's a space where order has been imposed. It's a space where the gardener's authority is exerted. And in the same way that in a kingdom, the authority of the king is exerted. So the mandate of extending God's garden out into all the world is a prophetic picture of the extension of God's kingdom out to all the world. The mandate to tend the garden and extend it to all the earth is the first biblical articulation of our mission to extend the kingdom of God. So what does that look like? Well, we need to tend our own gardens. That's the first step in mission. I mean, we talked about last week that while God created us good, we all have a few weeds growing in our garden, the garden of our lives. And part of the Christian life is the ongoing process of pulling up the weeds, picking off the caterpillars from the broccoli of our heart. And this is the process that God uses the Holy Spirit for. The Spirit shows us that parts of our lives need tending, and together with him we deal with the issue. So Romans chapter 8 verses 28 and 30 say, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified." God has predestined that those who are in Christ will be conformed to the image of his Son. And over our Christian lives, we grow more and more into the image of Christ. This is called sanctification. When we believed in Jesus, we were justified with God. And after being justified, the process of sanctification is one of growing more and more in holiness, in likeness to Christ. But because sin has impaired us so much, God has given us the gift of his Spirit to remake this image of Christ's likeness in us. We work together with the Spirit to subdue the weeds and pests in ourselves and to extend God's garden, his kingdom, in our lives. And this is a process that will continue our entire lives. So how do we extend that garden into all the world? Well, as well as tending our own garden, we're called to extend the garden, God's kingdom, into the world. Jesus re-articulated the creation mandate when he commissioned his disciples in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 and 20. It says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" In this commission, we see two elements. Firstly, we are given authority by God to undertake the mission. In verse 18, he has given us. And secondly, we are told to make disciples, teaching them to obey everything that Jesus commands. This is a process of extending God's garden, which we've been talking about today. When we make disciples, we help bring them into a relationship with Jesus and teach them then how to tend their lives. Then they go and make disciples and teach others how to tend their lives. And that's how the kingdom of God grows. So when we've experienced the freedom of living, when we have experienced the freedom of living, out of the knowledge that God created us to be who we are, out of the redeemed image of God in us, and with the Holy Spirit helping us tend our lives, then how can we not share it with others? There are so many people in our world who have believed the lies that they are unimportant, unloved, and purposeless. There are so many people in our world that have been hurt by sin. And there are so many people in our world who are not free to live their lives in holiness. We have to share the good news with them. Because every human being is made in God's image. And this bestows on us great dignity and worth. Not only do we bear God's image, but God made us that way on purpose, for the purpose of ruling on the earth on God's behalf. And this is still the purpose today that God calls us to do. Yep, there's sin and there's destruction in the world, and many of us have been hurt by it. And sin has distorted the image of God that we bear. However, God made a way to redeem and restore that image and identity in Christ. And we can walk through the earth as in a role of image bearers by being in a relationship with Christ. From that place, God gives us his Holy Spirit to work in our lives and extend God's kingdom and his garden in our lives. I'm going to ask the band if they want to come back up. We're going to sing a song. Maybe you'd like to move forward for prayer today. Maybe you don't believe that you were created in God's image, on purpose, for a purpose. Or maybe you need freedom from sin that's in your life to become a new creation, following in the footsteps of Jesus rather than Adam. Maybe you need just the Holy Spirit to come and tend the weeds in your garden, in your life. Those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. God has predestined that those who are in Christ will be conformed to the image of his Son. And over our Christian lives, we grow more and more into the image of Christ. This is called sanctification. When we believed in Jesus, we were justified with God. And after being justified, the process of sanctification